And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A jury in New York found former President Donald Trump liable for sexually abusing advice columnist E. Jean Carroll in 1996, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Jurors rejected the claim by Carroll Trump raped her, but liable for sexual abuse and for defaming Carroll after she made her allegations public. He was ordered to pay $5 million. Carroll did not speak after leaving court. Trump attorney Joe Tacopina says they will appeal.
Part of me was obviously very happy that Donald Trump was not branded a rapist. I didn't think there should be any liability findings, so we'll pursue it.
Tacopina was asked if this will derail Trump's presidential campaign.
Nope.
On his social media site, Donald Trump called the verdict a disgrace and a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Justice Department says it's busted a long-running Russian cyber operation that stole information from dozens of countries, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The targets included the U.S. and NATO allies, from governments to an unidentified journalist for an American news organization. Federal prosecutors linked the operation to a Russian Federal Security Service unit, alleging the FSB waged the cyber spying campaign for two decades by tweaking so-called snake malware several times to avoid being shut down. The Justice Department this week launched an operation that made the malware effectively self-destruct. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. House of Representatives member George Santos, who has faced outrage and mockery over a litany of fabrications about his heritage, education, and professional background, has been charged with federal criminal offenses. That's according to two